This is Mucha Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I'm a young journalist and your Impact Show host. Our mission is to document authentic stories from diverse African descent communities across all of Canada, as well as build a living archive of resilience, culture, and transformation. We believe storytelling is the key to cultural preservation, social development, and economic empowerment.
My name is Kevin Brooks, seventh generation African Nova Scotian, and I just recently self-published a book called Reflections, A Black Man's Story. It's about, I go back to the 1800s when my ancestors first came here, and I chronicle a little bit of their life, and also talk about the struggle of our people, and I talk about my own life as a backdrop for it. It's 7 years in the military, 28 years working in corrections, and the last 5 years in corrections, I was involved in a human rights case, which lasted 5 years. So I chronicle that. Well, it was just, I figured the story had to be told. During the course of the inquiry, we only got to one day of it. My lawyer, he got sick. So we had to adjourn. And when he came back, they wanted to make a deal. They did not want the story to come out. So we negotiated. We have a deal. And so the story didn't come out. But I think the story should be told. So I wrote it. I'm from East Preston, the Preston Township. We traced it back to 1814. Well, that's when my ancestors came here from Virginia. They were escaped slaves. In the 1783s, you had the Black Loyalists. They fought with the British against the Americans, and they were promised freedom. And they came here to Nova Scotia afterwards. When the British lost the war, they came here with the British. 1812, with a different story, the British were patrolling up and down the coast, and they offered freedom and land to any slaves that escaped. They made it to a ship or a British post, and a lot of them came here. They were displaced in different areas. Afriville was a newer community. A lot of the people from the Prestons and Hammonds Plains, and some of the older communities, they wanted to get closer to the city of Halifax. So there was a few families who bought land where Afriville existed. They kind of started Afriville. There was a Brown family, and I believe a Howell family. There were two main people, and then people started moving closer to the city, and they started the community of Afriville. That started in like 1848, where the other communities were started in 1784, the Preston Township, and 1815 for some of the other ones. So Afriville was a community that people came from those other communities. They wanted to be closer to the city, so they bought property in the city of Halifax or on the shores of the Bedford Basin. And that's how Afriville was started. Preston Township, East Preston, North Preston, they were all one community at one time. So when the British brought the refugees here, most of them are refugees coming from Virginia. They were called the Black Refugees, 1814, 1850, 1816. They came to Halifax. They were put in a military prison called Melville Island, and that's where they processed them. They processed these people, and when they processed them, then they decided, okay, we have some land here, we have some land there, and they were given land grants. And that's how it worked out. So those historic Black communities, they were given land grants by the British Crown for either fighting in the war or helping in some kind of way. Some had clear deeds. Some were given permits to occupy the land. So there's a thing going on right now with some of the communities in African Nova Scotia, communities like Guysborough County, Halifax County, where they're getting their lands finally, land clarification. So they're getting actual deeds. A lot of the people who got land, they were allowed to stay on it. They were given tax. They were taxed for it, but they didn't really own it. They they couldn't take that land and give it to their children or their, because they didn't really own it. They didn't have paper for it. So now they're going through the process now to rectify that, and the provincial government has put aside some money, and there's an act, Land Clarification Act, which they use to right the wrong. Well, Connexus just shows the struggle, ongoing struggle, and what our people had to face. Like way back then when they first came, they had to endure hardships, undo hardships, and they survived, and they kept persisting. And even in present day, there's things that I had to go through and still go through that. It's just what it is. That's our story. Our story is a struggle of perseverance. Back in those days, people didn't say much, like our ancestors, because it's all part of that post-traumatic slave syndrome, where you just you the system is against you, and you just say, "Oh, that's just the way it is." People don't accept that anymore. They start to fight back. All entrepreneurship has been something that's been going on for years, because way back when we first came here, people wouldn't hire us a lot, so we had to create our own jobs. We were farmers making a living on the land that wasn't really worthwhile farming, but we did it anyway. And there was a lot of construction workers. We had a lot of stonemasons. We have a lot of people who work in concrete. Back in those days, that labor. Now there's other things that they're getting into. There's bigger companies. There's a higher profile. So things are progressing. With education, you know more. When you know more, you do more. So, and when you know better, you do better. You can get it on Amazon. They sell it. I think it's going for $30. Some of the local bookshops here in Halifax, they have it for $20, $28. I myself have some on hand that I sell for $25. If somebody's out of the province, then I'll have to ship it to. So it comes to about $32.